Hi, I'm Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
On to the bus. We've got a big day ahead of us.
Looks like we had a good turnout for the workday.
Whatever. I'm setting my watch.
Well, community service is an important thing to get under your belt, right?
It makes you look good.
It's great to give them a chance to help other people.
That's 4 hours. I'm done. Ow!
I'm sure.
They certainly made Habitat for Humanity's Junior Work Day possible this year, but
my mother says that it's important to give to the less fortunate. It makes you look good.
Feel good, Maya. It makes you feel good to help others and lend a hand whenever you have the chance.
And it makes you look good.
Mrs. Collins?
Yes, Michael?
So we really get to build houses and stuff?
Well, we get to help the regular work crew on Saturday. We get to paint doors and baseboards, make window boxes, stuff like that.
And who all gets to go?
The trip is open to 5th through 8th graders, and I'm actually leading the crew this year. So, how many of you will I see on the bus tomorrow morning?
I'll be there!
Not me.
But I thought your mom planned the whole trip.
She did. But that doesn't mean I want to go get all sweaty and dirty.
Okay, everyone. That's enough about the work day. If you could take out your math, please.
I could never work for Miss Kopeck on someone your own size. No, for real, Justin. All we did was drop off Brooke's dinner. Miss Kopeck didn't have to be so mean about it.
Maybe that's just how people are wherever she's from.
She came from out east, didn't she?
But Grace came from out east, and she's not like that.
Not like what? And why are you guys at our bed and breakfast again?
Hi, Tiffany.
We were just dropping off Brooke's dinner. She forgot it.
And who are you talking about?
No one, Maya. It's no big deal.
But then who was it?
Miss Kopeck, we were just wondering where she was from.
New York. Can you hurry up, Maya? Mom wants us home, and I have a junior Miss Pageant meeting tonight.
What's a junior Miss Pageant?
Junior Miss. It's a beauty and talent contest that I'm going to win. I just have to get in 4 more community service hours, and that'll be taken care of tomorrow.
Are you going on Habitat's junior work day?
Of course. My mother planned it, didn't she?
Yeah, well, okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Tiffany, Maya, in the car now. We're late.
Coming, Mother! Don't be late to the bus tomorrow, guys. I want to get to the work site and get it over with as fast as we can.
See ya.
See ya. Well, tomorrow should be fun.
All right, guys, you got everything now?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Right, the tools are all there, right?
Yeah. Everyone, let's go. On to the bus. We've got a big day ahead of us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for dropping us off, Dad.
Oh, no problem, son. We'll see you 3 tonight, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dad.
But, Mom, I don't want to go. And these hours don't count for anything for me.
Maya, that is enough. You are going on this work trip, and you will work with your sister.
Just quit whining.
I'm not whining. I was just...
Girls. Maya, I am not giving you a choice here. You will do this community service.
But, Mother, I don't even get to try for the Junior Miss for another 2 years. Why do we have to help people now?
Go get in the bus. I will see you tonight.
Bye.
Hello, John. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Monica. Oh, looks like we had a good turnout for the workday. Yeah, it was good of you to put this whole thing together.
Yes, well, community service is an important thing to get under your belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if the kids aren't always willing.
Yeah, it's great to give them a chance to help other people.
Speaking of help, your daughter Brooke is doing a wonderful job at the bed and breakfast.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Well, they're all hard workers.
I'm sure. Well, I'm on my way over to the B&B to check on things right now, so if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
I can't wait.
I'm
All right, listen up, everyone.
I can't believe Mom made us do this.
Thank you. Okay, you're all going to need to pick a partner for today's work. The habitat foreman is going to be meeting us at the site, and he'll be telling us what to do. But you all should be in pairs and ready to go when we get there. Understood?
Yeah. Justin, why don't you and Mikey work together? And I'll find another partner.
Are you sure, Lauren?
Yeah, we always work together. I'll find someone else to work with. You can have my sister if you want her.
Tiffany!
What? You're being annoying, no. Maya!
Girls, that's enough. Now, Tiffany, your mother said that she wanted Maya to work with you today, so that's settled.
Fine.
And Lauren, looks like everyone has a partner already, so I think you're stuck with me, okay?
Okay.
Good. Now I gotta go check on the back row. Tiffany, Maya, no more fighting. Okay, crew, come on over here and meet Mr. Thomas. He will be our group supervisor, so whatever he says goes, okay?
Yep.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right, now, first things first. Does everyone have a partner?
Yes.
Great. Now, when we get to the site, we'll be dividing up for different jobs. The important thing is that you all do your very best work. Aside from painting and odd jobs, some of you will be spending some time getting the grounds picked up. And this is very important because the crew coming in on Monday needs the house cleaned out before they can do the finishing work inside. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, now let's head over to the site.
So, Tiffany, what job do you want to do today? Want to do? None. Okay. Well, I like the window box idea.
What window box idea?
Just that we get to build window boxes. I mean, it's a nice touch, and it's just kind of cool that we get to build something like that for the people that'll live here. Why is that cool?
Yeah.
Well, because they're creative, and they'll make the house look pretty. Whatever. Look, I'm setting my watch.
What are you doing that for?
4 more hours. That's all I need to fill my requirement.
Come on, girls. Mr. Thomas is waiting to give us our assignment.
As bad as it sounds, I'm just glad that we're in a different section than Tiffany and Maya. They haven't stopped fighting yet.
Poor Lauren. She and Mrs. Collins are working right next to them.
Okay, boys. Well, I'm sure you were listening before, but I can't stress enough the importance of teamwork. We have to count on each other to get the job done. Now, for these window boxes, one of you needs to measure and one needs to saw, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you two decide who's doing what, and I'll be back to check on your work in a little bit. Holler if you need something.
I'll cut first, okay?
But I already have the saw. Why don't I just cut?
Because I want to.
Mikey, what about teamwork?
I'm all for it. I just want to be the sawing part of the team.
How about I use the saw first and you measure the boards?
Doesn't sound like a fair trade-off.
You can hammer the first box together, too.
Okay.
All right, measure it off and let's get rolling.
Wood thingy still while I paint it.
But you keep painting over my fingers.
Well, if you would quit moving around, that wouldn't happen.
Well, if you would hold the brush with your whole hand instead of just two fingers, it wouldn't flop around everywhere.
Look, Mom said this manicure has to last me, and I don't want my hands all messed up, so...
Problem, girls?
Isn't there something else we can do, Mr. Thomas?
Yeah, like something without paint. The smell is making me nauseous.
Most people enjoy painting.
We're not most people.
Tiffany Richter, that will be enough.
Sorry.
I apologize, Mr. Thomas. I should have gotten over here sooner, but I was in the middle of helping my partner.
Quite all right. In fact, glad to hear that you were working well with your partner. Seems that these two can't quite get the hang of the teamwork concept.
Oh, I see.
So I was thinking of giving them a new job.
Thank you.
That really isn't necessary, Mr. Thomas. We don't want to trouble you.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Girls, see that board over there that looks like a stretcher?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I want you to get that board and each of you take one end. Then you'll walk around the site and pick up all the scrap pieces of wood and debris that you see lying around.
We're picking up garbage?
Well, that's one way to look at it. But it's a very important job. This site has to be all cleaned up by the time the older crew gets here to do the indoor work on Monday.
I think we'll just stick with the painting, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
No, the painting can be done by someone else. And we wouldn't want you to get sick on the fumes.
But really,
Girls,
I think I'd rather...
You're getting a new assignment. No arguments. I'll be going back to Lauren, Mr. Thomas. Let me know if you need my assistance here.
Sure thing. Now, girls, teamwork in your new assignment is very important. You'll have to take turns balancing the stretcher board as you bend to pick up the scraps. So, let's get it, and I'll show you what to do.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, let's put that board up to the window frame and see if they match up yet.
They better. This is our fourth try.
What are we doing wrong?
You've been measuring it off at 36 9/16 inches, right?
9/16? I thought you said 5/16.
Mikey.
What? You know I don't like numbers, Justin.
I know, but we ruined four pieces of wood.
Look at your cut, though. We couldn't have used those anyway.
Why not?
None of them are even straight.
Well, the handsaw's a very difficult tool to stabilize.
Sounds like we have a problem here, boys.
We just can't seem to cut these boards right, sir. And my brother keeps telling me these are crooked.
Let me see that. Well, they are crooked, son. Oh. Tell you what, it looks like you two are on the right track, and I'm going to let you try to fix this partnership. And if you can't figure it out, I'll be back to help, okay?
Okay. All right. Justin?
What?
I really don't think I should be working with numbers. It's more dangerous than you with a saw.
So what are you saying? I should measure and you should cut?
I think it's our only fighting chance.
Well, let's at least try it.
We are never going to finish this if you don't keep your end up.
My end is up. You just keep pulling your side too high.
How's the new job coming, girls?
It would be fine if my sister would work with me.
Tiffany, I am working with you.
Girls.
Sorry. Well, what are you guys doing anyway?
Mrs. Collins and I just finished painting these cabinet doors. We only have one more set to go. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, cool.
Well, they do look good.
Thank you, Maya.
Those doors look great. Nice paint job.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Doesn't it feel good to know that you're doing your very best?
Yeah.
And that pretty soon there's going to be a family in here that appreciates every last detail in this house.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Maya. We have more trash to pick up.
That's right, you do. There are plenty of wood scraps lying over by the window box center. Why don't you head over there?
No, I'm not doing anything.
You gotta get out! That was my toe!
Whoops.
What are you guys doing with all that wood?
We're picking up scraps.
More like dropping scraps. That hurts.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What did you guys do over here anyway? You could build a house with all this extra wood.
Very funny. We just had a slow start figuring out how to make these window boxes.
Look how good we got. We finished our fourth one.
Super. Come on, Maya. Hold your end of this carrier higher. It's heavy.
I am holding it. You just...
Well, that's 4 hours. I'm done.
Ow! Tiffany!
Are you okay, Maya?
I'm fine. Tiffany, where are you going?
I've done my 4 hours. See you on the bus.
I can't believe her.
She can't just wait on the bus the rest of the day, can she?
We still have 2 hours left before we go home.
How am I supposed to pick this up by myself? And what am I supposed to do about a partner now?
I'll help you. We can get this done in no time.
But what about Justin? Don't you guys have some kind of system going?
Actually, I was gonna head over by Mrs. C and Lauren to, see how things were going for them. So don't even worry about me.
How'd you get this job anyway?
I don't know. Tiffany's nails were getting ruined by the paint or something.
Her nails?
Yeah. She had them done for the Junior Miss contest.
Must be rough. There. All done.
Thanks, Michael, for helping me and everything.
It's no big deal. Your sister shouldn't have walked away on you like that.
Well, she just gets like that sometimes. She didn't mean anything.
Does she do that kind of stuff to you a lot?
I don't know. She and my brother are really close.
And you guys aren't?
Look, Mikey, thanks for the help, but knock it off with the questions, all right?
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean...
Not everyone's family is as perfect as yours.
Maya, we're not perfect.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Look, do you want to...
Hey, listen up, everyone. Come over here.
Yeah, he
okay.
A job for us.
All right, quiet down, please. Thank you. Now, listen, we have less than 2 hours to finish up here today, and You have all done a great job. Give yourselves a round of applause. All right. Now here's the situation. If we really try, I think we can finish painting all the doors and cupboards and still have time to do a good cleanup job. Do we think we can do it?
Yeah!
That's a spirit. Now, the more we get done today, the more the next crew will be able to do. And sooner the family that's going to live in this house will get to move in. So grab your partners and let's get cracking. I'll be assigning you new jobs as I come around.
Okay. Well, here comes your brother. You guys can work together again.
Maya, you can just work with us.
No, I'll figure something out.
Hey, Mikey, I'm going to work with Lauren. That way, Maya can be your partner, okay?
Sure. See, Maya? It's all good.
But you don't have to work with me. And what about Mrs. Collins, Lauren?
She said she needed to go talk with Tiffany, so she headed to the bus a while ago and told me to work with Justin.
Okay, you four, I have a special job for you.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Collins told me that you all just got new partners and she thinks you're a good combination, so I have an idea. Are you up for it?
Yeah!
Okay then, come this way.
What room is this, Mr. Thomas?
Well, it's not really a room, it's like an oversized linen closet, and most houses don't have one so big.
It's huge!
And none of it is painted.
You mean our job is to paint this whole thing?
Well, you see all the cabinet doors and the drawers over there?
Yeah.
Well, if you four think you can get all of those painted, we'll have the whole upstairs completed today.
Really? This is all that's left up here?
Mm-hmm. You think you're up for it?
Yes!
Definitely!
Where's the paint?
Are you sure you guys need me?
The paint's in the corner, and you guys know what to do. Now holler if you need anything.
Are you sure you guys want my help?
Are you kidding? We need you more than ever. Otherwise, we'll never get this done.
Grab that can of paint, Maya. Let's get moving.
So, Lauren, how come you've never entered Junior Miss?
Me?
Yeah, you definitely have enough community service time.
But that's not why I do stuff like this.
Then why?
Well, because we just should. I mean, we all have so much, you know? We should share it.
Are you still talking about our work day? Because I'm lost.
Oh, Maya, God takes such good care of us, and we should take care of each other. It's simple.
So, you don't even care about how many hours of community service you put in?
Of course not. We just do it because, well, why wouldn't we?
You people are so strange.
Hey, can you guys work while you talk?
Yeah, or do Mikey and I have to do the whole thing?
You wouldn't stand a chance of finishing this if we weren't here, right, Maya?
I don't know.
Oh, come on! Get with it, Maya! This is supposed to be fun!
How can work be fun?
Oh, Maya, just take your brush and start painting. Hey, I got an idea. Let's see who has the fastest paintbrush.
Only if you do a really good job, though. This can't be sloppy.
I know. Stop making excuses, Justin.
What's he making excuses for?
Why, he's gonna lose, and I'm gonna win.
Hey!
Okay, we have 12 drawers, so we can have 3 tries at this.
No way! That's cheating, Michael Morrison.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
Maya's right, Mikey.
No way, this is fair and square.
You can't paint 2 cabinet doors at the same time. Where'd you even get a second brush?
Hello? Is anybody paying any attention?
Mrs. Thomas.
How are you guys?
Relax. You aren't in trouble.
Not at all. In fact, the rest of your group is cleaned up and ready to go. But we didn't want to stop you guys when you were on such a roll. Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations for what?
Yeah, for finishing up the closet.
Hey,
he's right. We did.
Yep, those were your last cabinet doors.
And you finished the drawers last time I checked in on you.
You came up here before?
You were all having too much fun to notice me. But you did it. The rest of your crew did a great job downstairs, and you four finished the last thing we needed done up here.
Woo!
We're ahead of schedule thanks to your hard work.
Cool.
Right. I guess it's a good thing you cheated, Mikey.
Hey, that wasn't cheating.
Yes, it was.
All right, you guys, let's get cleaned up and get on the bus. We need to get all of you home.
I still say Maya was right.
See?
Come on. Admit it, Mikey. You wouldn't have been half as fast if you hadn't gotten that second brush.
No.
What is all over you, Maya?
What do you mean?
I mean there's paint in your hair, on your arms, all over your clothes. Mom's gonna kill you.
It was a work project, Tiffany. I'm sure she'll understand.
I wasn't talking to you, Michael Morrison.
him alone.
What is this? What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. We just had fun. That's all. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Because you spend your day sitting on this bus.
Maya, I'd watch it if I were you. You don't... Yes, Mrs. Collins?
I think I've had to talk with you enough today. Why don't you head up to the front seat and stay there for the ride?
But Mrs. Collins,
No arguments, Tiffany. If you didn't want to be with everyone at the worksite, then it shouldn't bother you to be alone for the ride home. Got it? Now, you four. I am very proud of the work you all did today.
Thanks!
Thank you.
And not only will you all be welcome back on any future trips we take, but I will be calling each of your parents with good reports. The four of you make an excellent team.
Who would have guessed?
Especially when one of us is a cheater.
Ah, yes, teamwork. It is amazing what we can accomplish if we work together. Need another example of teamwork? Look around. Teams are everywhere. There are teams in sports and in the hospital. There are teams in business and school. One of the most impressive teams I have ever heard of was the team of men that built the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Unlike today, in 1933, the workers had to do most of the construction by hand without the use of any modern machinery. And they did it as a team. The Bay Bridge still remains the longest steel high-level bridge in the world. So, maybe you're not going to build the greatest bridge today, but you are part of a team. Your family is a team, and it doesn't work unless everybody does their part together to get the job done, even if the job is as simple as cleaning the house. If you know Jesus Christ, then you're part of another team too, the body of Christ. The church. As the church, we have a big job to do also, bigger than building the longest bridge in the world by far. We are building the kingdom of God. To put it simply, we are to tell other people about Jesus. There are a lot of ways to do this, but if you need help, count us as part of your team. Write us for some ways to get started, to get the job done. Teamwork. It is amazing what we can accomplish if we work together. For information on being part of God's team, or for some ideas on how to share your faith, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you write us, be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to. Today's program, All for One, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time, down Gilead Lane.